now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, the cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have to have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Justin Cristoli, our drinks man, stops by to talk celebrity drinks this week. I've also found a very cool retro shop that I'd like to recommend to you for cool men's shirts, news on an electric E-type Jag, and how about this, an abandoned 60s satellite that started communicating with NASA once again. A little bit creepy. Plus, in All Things Selfish, an interview with me. And in Swank Advice, I reveal an interesting experience with a man I may describe as the worst salesman to walk the earth. Let's kick off now with Richard Mile and Cool Scat on the Cocktail Nation.
UltraSwank.net.
Floor. Too hot to be the girl next door. She's got a way with her eyes and a move with her hips. All the space boys at her fingertips. That far. I got a 57 burn that burns up the sky. I hope you're not afraid to fly. She's still injected, foot to the floor. Supersonic, she just wants more. saw her swinging on the moon dance floor. Too hot to be the girl next door. She's got a way with her eyes and a move with her hips. All the space boys at her fingertips.
Cocktail Nation with Alien Fashion Show there and Cool Thing. It's Coop Cooper with you. Got some cool Hugo Montenegro real soon and some Los Shimmy Shakers to come.
Broadcasting from the Sydney penthouse.
Are you an old-fashioned?
A martini for our guest, Alien.
A pleasure.
Shaken, not stirred.
Of course.
A campari for me.
The Cocktail Nation.
Drinks man Justin Crisoldi joins me once again. Hey, buddy, this week let's talk about the history of drinks, celebrity drinks, then and now.
Yeah, you know, it's really interesting. You know, one of my personal favorites was Sinatra, and he would call ahead to the restaurant.
No.
And he would say, make sure you have this in stock, Jack Daniels. Never asked for a penny for endorsements or anything. He liked Molinari Sambuca, which Patsy's has in New York. He ordered two cases of it. He would always make sure that the restaurant or the city he was performing in had his favorite booze. And now, of course, you have these celebrities backing all sorts of tequila, which may or may not be good, and they do it for a very, very high price, like millions of dollars. It's just how much people and culture and celebrities have changed over the decades.
Yeah, well, I suppose if Sinatra is alive today, I mean, he might be posting pictures of himself on Instagram so he can make some extra cash out of the Jack.
Well, you know, if it wasn't for him, all these celebrities, you know, especially the hard rock stars like Lemmy of Motorhead, and they would have never known about Jack. It was actually Jackie Gleason that turned Frank Sinatra on. He wanted something good, but tasty, but, you know, strong. And Jack Daniels back then was, you know, 86, 90 proof. It's not the 80 proof today. And you know, he just absolutely loved this stuff. Drank it at home, served it to his guests. And, yeah, I mean, it was very different then. But, yeah, now it's become like the almost the icon for, like, sex, drugs, and rock and rolls of all these heavy heavy rockers.
Yeah. I know with Frank, he liked to have it with water and three cubes of ice. Do you think that's a common way people have it today, or is that more of a Frank specialty?
Yeah, no, according to his daughter, I had a Twitter conversation with his daughter, and that's why he liked it. He liked, you know, a couple of ice cubes, two, three ice cubes, and a few drops of water, and three fingers, which I guess would be about 3 ounces or 2.5 ounces, you know, the standard drink. But he liked it straight, and he liked what he liked. And again, it was a very different liquor than it was now, but, you know, he owned it. He owned it well before, long before all these, you know, other celebrities. You know, I think there's a picture of Robert Plant from Led Zeppelin holding a bottle, smoking a cigarette, and he has a dove on his hand. It's like this classic picture. But, you know, it's Frank that introduced, you know, the world of rock and roll and everybody to Jack Daniels. And, yeah. And Jack Daniels is so appreciative of it. He actually built him a bench made out of the wood from one of the barrels for him as a present.
Really? That is fantastic. Now, I've heard, maybe you could confirm this or not, that Sinatra, as the nights grew longer and longer and longer, would often water down his drinks a little bit to sort of give him that staying power and possibly to aid in the legend that is Sinatra, that he, you know, he'd stay up, you know, all night drinking with his buddies while his buddies are slowly getting written off, but he was always walking out looking pretty good. Is that true?
I don't know if that's true, but it makes sense. Frank Sinatra, as much as he loved to drink, he was not a drunkard again. And, you know, like his cohorts, like even Dean Martin, you know, he was always sober on stage. He was drinking Martinelli's apple juice. And everybody, you know, not as many people knew it. He had that swagger in his voice. But they were all pretty much, I mean, you may have seen them drinking on stage, but people like Dean Martin, he wasn't really drinking. Hmm. They just wanted to put on that persona to get people in the mood, so people in the clubs were buying more drinks and would laugh harder. They would pull in more crowds. But I don't know that he was a really hard drinker. He liked to drink, but I believe he did it in moderation, according to anything I've ever read or heard.
Yeah, I think probably these days, possibly people overdo things a little bit and go a little bit too far, and they're not necessarily drinking for taste, but they're drinking to get drunk.
Yeah, and it's sad. I mean, even like your more well-known, you know, some radio personalities here, you know, they're hooked on oxycodone, they're hooked on the pharmaceuticals, and you shouldn't be drinking with them. But there was the thing back then was, you know, you didn't have all these distractions. And you know, if you do put ice cubes in drinks, of course, they'll get watered down and the drinks will last longer. And you'll, you know, you should be, if you are a drinker and you do go out, and this is even for the teenagers, the people of legal drinking age, always have a glass of water after every drink. And this way you won't wake up with that headache and hangover. You know, moderation is the key to everything. And when you can't, if you could just remember to have a glass of water in between every cocktail, you're going to be in much better shape the next day.
Good tip there. Justin Cristaldi talking drinks on the Cocktail Nation.
The Cocktail Nation. Coop Cooper. So cool, his drinks don't need ice.
Thank you. Cocktail Nation.
Cocktail Nation with Piero Piccioni there and Agent 077. Let's take a look at this week in the Lounge Life magazine. It's a free flipboard magazine. I populate it regularly through the week, just basically retro stories that I find that I think might interest you, such as an abandoned space satellite from 1967 has started transmitting again in recent years. Imagine getting a weird message sitting there in NASA HQ going, "Doesn't that thing not work anymore? Where is it? We don't know. It's talking to me." Jaguar has also unveiled an especially exciting concept prototype, the E-Type Zero, based on, of course, the E-Type Jag that Enzo Ferrari called the most beautiful car in the world. And Enzo, I would definitely agree with you on that one. It's probably going to be very expensive, around the $400,000 mark, probably, if it ever comes out. But, hey, it's still pretty exciting. Do check out these stories. I've got links on the website as well, cocktailnation.net. But it is a free flipboard magazine called Lounge Life Magazine. Here's Chris Connor. Opportunity, please.
The older I grow, the older I grow, with every tick of the clock, while I wait for Mr. Opportunity to knock. Opportunity, just knock. Opportunity, please knock. You don't have to come beating on no drum. You don't have to bam like a battering ram and beat down my door, because I couldn't stand the shock. Opportunity, just knock. Opportunity, please knock. Don't come with a crash or a lightning flash. Don't land in my room with a thunderous boom. Don't fly through my window like a house brick or rock. Opportunity, just knock. Opportunity, please knock. Knock and then enter. You'll be more than welcome here. Show me your chance, that's just halfway fair. and let me take it from there. Opportunity, please. Opportunity, please knock. There's a ship out at sea coming in for me. I'm all set to go. Knock and let me know, and then get on your mark, and I will race you to the dock. Opportunity, just knock. Opportunity, please knock. Opportunity, just knock. Opportunity, just knock. Opportunity, please. Please.
Twitter handle, Cocktail Nation. Follow the lounge leader today.
Thank you.
Cocktail Nation.
Well, you got the pipe for it.
Hello, darling.
Hi.
Coop.
Cocktail Nation.
Thank you.
Nation with Octobop. Have you hugged your Martian today? Well, no, not yet, but there's still plenty of time, I suppose. New music as well from Dave Stryker with Shadow Boxing. Now, last week I had the pleasure of being interviewed by a lady by the name of Natasha Francois, and she put together a nice little story. You might like to check it out. Eclectic Lady Land blog. wordpress.com. Links up on my website, cocktailnation.net. She talks about my life, my youth, and what I think about lounge and jazz and retro culture today.
Swank. 10 times more addictive than marijuana.
Swank advice with Coop on the Cocktail Nation.
I don't think this is so much advice this week, more like a rant, I suppose. And here's the rant. Begins with this. What the hell is wrong with some people? Last week, I had a salesman come to me to give me a quote on some new curtains. He turns up at the door. I introduce myself, and the first words out of his mouth are, "Wow, so are you going to an Elvis convention?" My response, "Get out." I slam the door, and I wonder now if he actually knows where his sales pitch went wrong. Probably at the point that I said, "Get out." It's bizarre that people seem to think that they can just say whatever they want, and that there will be no consequence. I mean, where did this guy go to salesman school? I posted this story up on Facebook, and Emo said, "Nice, make a joke about a prospective customer's appearance. That's a great icebreaker," said no salesman ever. Valerie Marsico said, "Rude, but probably more insensitive or ignorant than anything else. I'm sure his intentions weren't malicious. It was just a dumb move on his part." Yes, it was. Probably cost him about $3,000. Louis says, "Sorry to hear that. I like your style. It's yours." And look, to be honest, I was very irritated at the time, and I did find it funny enough to share afterwards to many of my friends and family. It's not the first time that someone automatically assumes that the 50s, 60s style is Elvis. I do find it odd when somebody opens up with that as a statement. And as a sales technique, I'd say it's fairly risky to comment on somebody's appearance. But you know what I actually think it's got a lot to do with? I actually think it's possibly social media. In many respects, people will go and they'll make a funny comment about something or somebody, and then they move on. And everybody goes, "Ha ha, like, you're so funny. Great one-liner." But I think what's happened is that people seem to think that they're Kramer walking through the door. They're in a sitcom. My life is not there for your amusement. Anyway, this guy simply doesn't get any money from me. Simple as that. I think it's odd. I think it's very, very odd. Very first thing he says. Yeah, like I said, not really swank advice. More a rant this week, I suppose. Here's Laura Ainsworth. Brand new music from her new album, New Vintage. "The Man I Love Is Gone. The Salesman I Had Come to My Door Is Gone."
Well, I said till death and love has died. Is he satisfied with this? For a cold and distant kiss, he'd stay. I wonder how it's possible that I could miss him so, when he won't even go away. Didn't pack his suitcase, didn't say so long, didn't wave and drive away, but the man I love is gone. Why am I grieving and thinking about wanting to move on? How far am I willing to go to keep the status quo? Didn't say good morning, went on with his day. Just a shell, and I can tell that he won't have much to say. I sit alone and I wonder, who's this stranger in my bed? Wishing for those words he's left unsaid. Well, I said till death and love has has died. Is he satisfied with this? For a cold and distant kiss, he'd stay. I wonder how it's possible that I could miss him so, when he won't even go away. Didn't take a powder, didn't move along, didn't have to go astray. All he had to do was pull away. And now the man I love,
Robin, the only possible meaning.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Thank you. 6 de Cocktail Nation with Cooper.
With Gerald Wiggins, I used to love you, but it's all over now. See you later. Also played Will Davis Trio, 50-21. Just arrived. Some brand new shirts. So I love the panel shirts from the 1950s, 1960s, and even the 1940s. They were fairly popular then. Some people call them bowling shirts. Some people call them jack shirts. I've got a stack of them. I just love wearing them. It's kind of my casual wear. If I'm not wearing those, I'm usually wearing a Hawaiian shirt. And when, of course, when I dress up a little bit more often, I'm wearing sports coats or tuxedos. And when it comes to ordering clothing online, it can be a little bit difficult. It doesn't matter whether you're ordering retro clothes or just normal clothes. So when you find a good one, I say stick with it. And I ordered some shirts from this company a little while ago, and I chose the exact same size, and it came back. I literally put them on today and walked out the door as soon as they arrived, and they look fantastic. The company is called CharlieHarperShirts.com, and reliable. They got out there in time. I can highly recommend them. Shirts are fantastic quality. So if you're looking for something like that, I know it is based on Charlie Harper, of course, from 2.5 Men, and it always used to annoy me when I first started buying jack shirts. People used to call them Kramer shirts from the TV. Anyway, whatever you want to call them, they're great shirts. They're comfortable, and this particular company's been really good. This is about shirt number 6 I've ordered from this company. I've been meaning to mention them for a while. CharlieHarperShirts.com. Let's take a look at the world of swank past on albumclocks.com. Let's take up events on the website that you might like to have a look at, but here's one that you might like to check out in Florida. It should be a little bit drier by the time this rolls around. February 25, Mr. Ho's Orchestratica in the Venice Performing Arts Center. And if you are in Vegas, to check out the Sharps at the Golden Tiki. We'll play the Sharps real soon. But right now, Tiki Lounge Crew and Mumbo Loco.
Microphone, a dimly lit apartment, the Cocktail Nation.
Take love easy, easy breezy. Never let your feelings show. Take it easy, easy breezy, easy come and easy go. Never smile too brightly, brightly, when your love is riding high. Let your heart break, oh, so slightly, when your baby says goodbye. That well-known flame is mighty hot, as all of us have learned. So handle it with velvet gloves and you won't get your fingers burned. Take it easy, easy breezy, on the free and easy plan. And if you can't take it easy as you can. Fingers burned. Take it easy, easy breezy, on the free and easy plan. And if you can't take it easy, easy breezy, take it easy, easy as you can.
Cocktail Nation with Jane Russell and Take It Easy. I will, Jane. Chet Baker now. Just Friends on the Cocktail Nation. Stay here.
Take it easy. best friends, lovers no more. Just friends, but not like before. To think of what we've been and not to kiss again seems like pretending it isn't the ending. Two friends drifting apart. Two friends, but one broken heart. We love, we laugh, we cry. Suddenly love died. The story ended, but we're just friends. But one broken heart. We love, we laugh, we cry. Suddenly love died. The story ended, but we're just friends.